Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 27th of April, recording at 8:36 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, I've got a very heavy head cold, so apologies for the nasal tones and rasping voice here. Well, what happened today? First, the highlights. Quiet day in Asian stock markets, but after the close, the Bank of China announced an interest rate hike. That roiled the European markets and the U.S. futures contracts pre-opening. It also firmed the dollar a little bit, and it pushed down precious metals. I think gold might have been down $10, $11 at one stage on the day. Remember, that's following yesterday's very firm close. Well, then Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman, came out and said, in effect, that the Fed committee might decide to do nothing on interest rates for a while and just watch. I mean, it wasn't conclusive. He just floated that as an option. Now, that had a galvanizing effect on markets. The immediate response was for the dollar to not only reverse earlier gains, but to weaken quite sharply. And that caused precious metals to not only reverse earlier gains, but to rise before then backing off again. And Wall Street had some strong rally, gave it up, recouped. Pretty volatile day in here overall. So that was the main action that we've seen. And although we've got a few minutes to go to until the close, the U.S. market's still on the upside, although off the highs. Now, my feeling here basically is that as long as Wall Street doesn't unravel, then this overall global stock market rally is still intact, albeit looking tired. But you know, the fact that it's still intact is the important point at the moment, and it has received a break in here this week. I should say a favorable shift in here this week, in the form of a weaker oil price. So after crude had run up to $75, it's eased back down, currently 70, 75. Now that's interesting because it's come back close to the upside breakout point here. And if this is a sustainable uptrend in the short to medium term overall, then we would expect oil to find support in this sort of $70 region. And another factor that markets will have to contend with here is the US dollar's weakness. Now, that doesn't really surprise anybody all that much, but the rate of the dollar's decline has increased, you will have noticed, over the last week or more. And whereas previously, from the November high on the dollar index and against the euro, we had had a very much a ranging decline in the dollar, where it would spend weeks going sideways and then take a bit of a step down and spend more weeks going sideways. Well, the decline has become more persistent. Now, I'm convinced that the U.S. is absolutely delighted to see a weaker dollar, wants to see a weaker dollar, which is certainly fundamentally justified in my view. But if this were to continue to gain pace, then I think that would cause a bit more alarm in stock markets. So I maintain that the overall equity scene, while the uptrends are still intact, that's the most important point, but that the risks are not inconsiderable in terms of a medium-term correction. I'll go no further than that. I'm not looking for any big meltdown or anything like that. I'm still pretty optimistic about equities, if following any correction. As a matter of fact, I maintain that a correction would be a magnificent buying opportunity. Now, government bonds, I hadn't mentioned those. They actually steadied up. They were weak earlier in the day, but then the Bernanke statement, again, they were weak because of the Chinese interest rate hike and the trends in motion that we have seen recently. But they reversed those gains, and we probably had a few small upside key day reversals that may have put a floor under the market here temporarily in what is a short-term oversold situation. But I maintain we're not going to see much on the upside for government bonds, not without a major sell-off in stock markets, and even that would only be temporary. I mean, I remain a big bear of global bond markets, but I'm running very tight stops in here right now because this has been such a persistent move in recent months of rising government bond yields and weak prices, of course, in the futures markets, which is the way I've traded it. And precious metals, well, following the enormous shakeout that we saw in silver last Thursday, we've seen steadier action overall. I mean, that move downwards in silver was so extreme that it did raise the question, had we seen pretty much the whole decline? And then following last Thursday's decline, and on Friday we saw additional selling pressure, but then it closed well off the lows, and it's been ranging ever since, mostly in the $12 band and a bit more towards the upper side of that band with brief forays over the $13 level. I don't think we'll see silver as a leader, which it was previously following that big shakeout, which will have frightened quite a few of the previous participants. Gold is firmer generally, and platinum pretty steady as well. And gold, if we get a clear break above the 650 level that holds for more than a day or two, I wouldn't be surprised if we see another run on the upside. I think this is certainly going to happen at some point. It's whether it occurs in the short term or whether we get more backing and filling and ranging in here. That's the uncertainty in my view regarding gold. But I've said before, and a point worth repeating, that anyone who's sitting in gold bullion funds, I think you really can be relaxed. This metal is outperforming. It's certainly outperforming the world's various different currencies. It's certainly outperforming U.S. house prices. It's certainly outperforming government bonds, and it's certainly outperforming the Dow Jones Industrial Average and quite a few other stock market indices as well. So this is a pretty good core investment in my view. Those of us who can't resist dabbling in the futures for the leverage, we expect more volatility, and that needs to be traded a bit. I've had some trading here in the silver today, which you'll see when I get comment of the day posted. And there's also an email on the US dollar, and I wrote a fair amount about that as well. And don't miss John Hathaway's major article here on central bank activity. It's quite terrific. And last but not least, in the industrial metals, which have just been absolutely star performers in recent months, all but lead, where I have a small long position, and I established that small long position because I didn't want to go in and copper was feeling a little bit too heady for me, and therefore I thought, well, lead eventually should get a move on the upside as well. But so that's my That's my decision on that, but it's a small position overall. But the other metals are correcting here right now, and that's hardly surprising. But in copper, I notice we had a downside key day reversal here today, so that looks like that's capped the rally in at least the short term until or unless we get a new closing high and an upward dynamic fairly soon to reinstate the overall uptrend. On a very long-term basis, I maintain that all of these metals are going a great deal higher, and I've seen some statistics and indeed published some in reports saying that their major demand for many of these metals is more likely to be in that sort of, well, I'd guess, as any long-term forecast would be, but more likely to be in the 210 to 215 period rather than right now, although the demand has been mighty strong in recent years, as you know. So I think those are pretty much the highlights, so I won't subject you to this nasal tone any longer. All the best.